This is a HelpNet Security Podcast, your premier source for information security knowledge.
All right, we're here with Aviv Graffi, CEO of Votero. Hello, Aviv, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Great. Can you tell us a little bit about Votero?
Sure. So Votero is a cybersecurity company. We headquartered in Israel, and our mission is to prevent any inbound document threats out there. No matter what the detection and protection measure that we put on each and every source of document, like email, web downloads, still hackers can evade that, and we still suffer from those kind of weaponized document, fake invoices, stuff like that. So our goal and mission is to stop that completely by doing a different thing.
Excellent. All right, so you must be well versed in this flawed AMI malware that has just been released, attacking Excel 4.0 macros. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, that's one of the wonderful examples that we saw in the last year, that those kind of protection, like sandbox, anti-malware, all those kind of protection, they try to detect all the bad stuff, but we're failing in actually predicting what the hacker will find, and we do. And yes, definitely that malware is something that caught us not ready. And this is one of the things that we in Votero, we thought about, that this is a great example, because what we do is actually we take those documents, for example, those Excel spreadsheet, and instead of trying to look for the bad stuff, whether there is a bad, I would say, image, bad link, bad embedded object, we know what is the good stuff. So we know that there are formulas are okay, the pivot tables are fine, the graphs and everything. And then we reconstruct a safe version of that Excel spreadsheet. So there's no need of those legacy and very dangerous features that might be in those files. So this is actually one of the great examples where hackers can think ahead of us, but we need to do something different to solve that.
Excellent. So you talk a lot about content disarm and reconstruction technology. Can you talk about what that technology is and how your users are using that?
As I explained, one of the things that all those defense systems actually doing, they're trying to detect. They're trying to look for the known behavior, known malicious behavior, known malicious signatures, known malicious elements, hashes. Some of them, like anti-malware, using signatures, and sandbox using known malicious behavior. Machine learning does that great technology, right? It's actually trying to learn from the past and predict the future. But we know that this is not sustainable. So our idea is, instead of trying to look for the bad stuff, we know what is the good stuff. So for example, in PDF, like I explained, we take the text, take the images, bookmarks, everything that is really related to the user experience. And we know that this is the good content, and this is actually what we need. So by taking this out, generating a safe version of that document, we know that everything that it might be nasty, might be malicious, maybe the hackers will use it in the future, will be kept out. Outside the organization. So this is the basic idea behind the content disarming reconstruction. So when we actually pioneered that approach a few years back, it was very difficult to explain why we need it. But I think on the last couple of years, it became even more easy to explain, because all those detection systems actually failed. So we need to have a different approach.
So what you're saying is interesting, because your use cases are they can be outside of security, right? So you have use cases within HR, you have use cases within insurance. You know, anybody who's receiving a document to their email could be at risk of getting attacked in this sort of way, correct?
Right. Actually, you mentioned a very interesting use case. You mentioned the HR. So I would say a recruitment department in companies today, their job is to screen hundreds of resumes a day, right? And the source of those resumes are from the outside. We cannot really trust who will send us those resumes. And so on one hand, they need to do their job to screen those resumes. On the other hand, the CISOs actually tell them, think twice before you open a document. Think twice before you actually copying something. So that's posed a challenge to the organization, how to be secure but not compromise on the productivity. And in this challenge, actually, we are sure that the business should win, right? We need to allow the organization to work. For example, for the recruitment companies, what we do is we allow them to receive resumes in a safe version of those resumes, making sure actually we don't need them to think twice before they open any document coming from the outside, allowing them to work seamlessly.
Can you talk a little bit about threat vectors that you're seeing? So I know a lot of these documents or a lot of this malware can be delivered through phishing campaigns.
Correct.
Are you seeing that in the market? How is that manifesting itself?
So one of the things that we see more and more is that phishing campaigns became more and more sophisticated. So one of the phishing campaigns that actually was really was discovered a month ago was someone that actually was sending an email like from Bank of America, and that hacker did a great job actually building a real, I would say, a genuine attack, saying that this is an email from Bank of America to a recipient with with attachment of Excel spreadsheet weaponized with the malicious macro, and actually the email address where it's sent from, it's a legitimate email address of Bank of America. That hacker built a LinkedIn avatar with the name of a Bank of America employee, so it looks and feels exactly like a real Bank of America email. On top of that, those phishing attacks where we used to get some suspicious or dodgy links in emails, it's not there anymore. They're moving those attacks into the document because no one actually scanned those documents. We see the email is legit. Okay, so we trust the attachment. We open the attachment. That's it. Bam. We're infected. So we see actually the attack is going from the email body to the attachments.
Excellent. All right, Aviv, before you head back into the RSA fray, do you have anything to leave us with?
Yes, I think that for our audience that think of security every day, I think that you should think how you can provide your user, your colleagues, actually to be productive. Security, it's not about, I would say, putting fences. You need to think about how to let people work without compromising on security.
Excellent. All right, Aviv Graffi from Votero, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. For vital information security news, visit us at www.helpnetsecurity.com.